Joining us now to talk about politics, as he does every week, is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
Let's talk about the Democrats some more. Much was made last week of Hillary Clinton focusing on Texas and Ohio and skipping over Wisconsin. But then at the last minute, it seemed that she decided to campaign hard in Wisconsin. I don't know if you saw this, but Jeff Greenfield wrote in Slate that this could just be a big head fake, so that a strong Clinton showing there would be heralded as a big comeback, a what a shocker reaction. It would reset the election. She'd gain momentum and then be seen as, again, the front runner. What do you think of that?
It never made sense for Hillary Clinton to skip Wisconsin. Even if she is concentrating her hopes on Texas and Ohio, the very best way for her to re-energize her campaign and tee things up in Texas and Ohio would be to win Wisconsin. And she has always been competitive here. Until January, she had a big double-digit lead here. And as people take a closer look at Barack Obama in his new role as the putative front runner, there's every chance that a little of the romance could come off and she could pull what now would look like an upset in Wisconsin. We're looking for a close race here, single digits either way, would not rule out a Hillary Clinton upset.
This is also an open primary, so Republicans and independents can vote for Democrats. Would that be a factor?
If there were still a competitive race on the Republican side, a lot of people would expect John McCain to siphon off a lot of the independents or perhaps pull over some of the more conservative Democrats, blue-collar men and so on, rural voters. Conventional wisdom now is that the independents are going to shift over to Obama, and there will certainly be some who do. Just as important, though, I think, in Wisconsin is the ease of on-site same-day registration. A lot of the new voters who show up for the first time are going to be able to fill out a form, register, and vote. And that's, of course, good for Obama, his first-time voters, his student voters, young voters.
And Ron, today John McCain received the endorsement of former President George H.W. Bush, the father of the sitting President Bush. Does that make a difference for him? And could it be a problem for McCain to be seen as too close to the Bushes, to the current President Bush, who is, after all, not very popular?
There will certainly be an effort by the Democrats to tie John McCain to the current President Bush. But the elder President Bush, particularly in Texas, where the next big primary challenge for John McCain is coming, he's a real plus. And the relationship between the current George W. Bush and John McCain has always been a troubled one and probably always will be an uneasy one. So it's enough for McCain to have the Daddy Bush endorsement in Texas and to have no opposition coming really from the current White House until he gets the official nomination and then wants the support of the current White House. Pro forma as it may be, maybe not too warm an embrace, don't want to give the Democrats too much ammunition, but just enough to keep the conservatives who do still support the current president on board.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, happy President's Day.
And to you, Madeline.